Are you ready to exist boldly? I'm Leanne Scheer, lifestyle coach, founder of Cycle District, and gym owner times two. Welcome to Undone and Uncensored.
Welcome back to Undone and Uncensored. I'm not sure when you're going to be listening to this podcast, but I am doing this podcast the week of Thanksgiving, where Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. It was the holiday that we almost always saw my grandmother, our whole family. We were living in Arizona and she was in Southern California. It would typically be the time that we would get over there or she would come to us and my aunts and uncles. And it was just our family time and good food. I mean, who doesn't love good food? So a time that this has always been one of my most important and favorite holidays. And I also love, although I would like to say that I lead with gratitude every day, November is always just another like little reminder for me that we have so much to be grateful for, even in the midst of trouble and even in the midst of things that aren't going perfectly. Maybe it's our economy or, you know, your business or a relationship that you're having or issues that you're having with your kids. Whatever is going on, it's always a good time to, and especially then when things are a little bit more, things aren't as easy, I've always reverted back to gratitude to get me through. I don't know if I've shared this in a podcast, but in 2008, 2009, 2010, through the recession, the big recession that we had, my husband and I lost our home and we were right across the street from a park. And we had so many friends. It was a great little street of friends and people that we knew. And that foreclosure sign went up in front of the house where all of our friends would go take their kids to the park. And I remember feeling so, I don't know, guilty, shame. I guess guilty is not the right word. I felt really ashamed. I felt like they were going to judge me. I felt like they were going to look at me differently. We chose to let our house go to protect our gym and you know, the drum roll, we are celebrating 19 years on December 15th being open in Prescott Valley and 18 years in Chino Valley a year later. So December, same 15th and 18th, they're a year apart and we've been able to keep them going, which pat on my back. That's it's a lot and it's not easy to keep a business going, but we really attribute that to our members. Anyway, back to the initial story, we're losing our house and it was so overwhelming for me. And I just thought people were going to think less of me. I felt like a failure. I felt like I should have found a better way to do that. And how I got through that was waking up every morning and thanking God and really making a list of my healthy children and the things that we did have that were safe and okay. And we were so lucky to have another home to go to. My mom had a home that was open and we had a place to live and we weren't displaced. And there were so many people that couldn't pay their bills and had to move and that were also losing their businesses. So for me to remind myself on a daily basis of this is there could be something so much worse. Somebody that you love could have cancer right now. Somebody that you love could be on their deathbed. You could also be suffering physically and or mentally, and you're not. And that kept me in a place of what was important. It wasn't that it didn't suck that I lost my dream house and the house that we built together. It didn't change that. There were people that probably thought something about me losing my house. Although I'll tell you, our really good friends and people that cared about us, not only didn't care, they forgot that we lost our house. They'd be like, hey, how's it going? You know, they had moved it like into Prescott or whatever. And they'd be like, hey, how's it going there? I'm like, we don't live there anymore. We lost the house. I'm like, oh my God, so funny. I totally forgot about that. So, gratitude is always something that I try and keep in the forefront of my mind. But I think mixed with the holiday being one of my favorite times of the year and also gratitude being so important and having been something that has gotten me through so many hard times, I just always feel some peace during this time, but also now that my grandmother is no longer with us and my stepdad, who really became an important man in my life, my grandfather's not here anymore. As I have experienced some of those losses, it also comes with some sadness that I've tried to embrace as remembering and remembering the good and remembering what I love so much about the family and trying to keep that connection in my own family, those traditions that we had and how important they were. Even the icky fruit salad with the mayonnaise and that, who does that? Maybe Cool Whip wasn't a thing. I feel like it was like it wasn't the sweet mayo. It was just mayo. I remember liking it when I was a kid. Anyway, keeping some of those traditions alive and keeping the importance of family and being together and having those times together that we get to share. So anyway, happy Thanksgiving if you're listening to this podcast during that time. And just a reminder, really, to lead with gratitude in your life, no matter what's going on. Whether things are going really good or things are shitty or, you know, whatever, if you can wake up and think, I'm breathing today. I woke up for another day and I'm healthy and I'm okay. And I know that seems so drastic and dramatic, but really there's people who don't wake up. There's people who have sudden illnesses or that pass away quickly. And we just, every single day that we pop open our eyes, I know you've probably heard that 100 times, but what a gift and what an amazing, amazing day. If we think of every day as today, I get another gift. Today, I get another gift to spend time with the people I love, or maybe reach out to someone or change somebody's life or do something in this day that's worthwhile and meaningful. And I think sometimes we get caught up in trying to make that bigger than it needs to be. That smile. I was in Costco twice over the last week, and I really noticed that I always around the holidays, I feel like the traffic gets a little more ragey and things get a little more frenetic and people have a little bit less patience than normal. But this year, what I've found and what really kind of I've noticed and makes me feel sad is that people don't necessarily seem angry or uptight like they usually do. They seem totally disconnected, like almost unaware of each other's presence. Like people will be, and I know this happens sometimes, you have somebody behind you in a cart and you don't realize they're back there and they're like, you know, they make a noise. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. But what I was noticing in Costco is that everybody was kind of out of it. Everybody, I would try and make eye contact with people and smile or say, oh, excuse me, or I'm sorry, I'm going to slip through. I was just trying to make things a little bit more lighter. And people just literally seem checked out. I don't know if that's some of the aftermath from being locked down or if it's, you know, some of the fear of the economy and knowing that we're in a recession and some of the different things that we keep hearing about. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure why it is that way, but I've really noticed that there seems to be a disconnect. And how we fix disconnect and those things that we notice are by trying to make connections. So the person who will look at you, taking the time, maybe if you're standing in line, letting somebody in that doesn't have as much as you do, if you have the time to do that, or turning back and starting a conversation with someone. We can rebuild those connections if that is in fact what's going on right now, that we've kind of lost our connection to each other. We can rebuild those one person at a time, one smile at a time. It's so important. And we minimize all of these things are so, you know, we don't understand how much impact and just that little drop that just ripples out into the world. And if I'm doing it and you're doing it and the guy down the street is doing it, it can and will make a difference. And so I just wanted to start the podcast with saying holidays can be very hard. They can also be an amazing time for all of us and full of love, depending on what you have going on in your life. And regardless of what that is for you this year, honoring how you're feeling. If you're experiencing a loss this year and it's your first year without somebody you love, or like for me, whenever I think about my grandmother not being here for this holiday, I just feel like crying and honoring that, letting myself grieve, giving myself that time to experience. Because when I experience the grief that I'm not going to be with her, it's also a connection to that love and how important our bond was with my grandmother and my papa and those people who aren't here anymore. It brings the grief brings information, and it is a tremendous amount of love. It's a tremendous amount of love. So I just wanted to start by saying that, because I know that holidays, for whatever reason, can be rough. So if it's a rough one for you, gratitude, 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 gratitude every single morning. Even if you're just searching, like, what in the heck am I going to be grateful for today? I promise you there's something. And if you can't find anything, you can message me and I will help you. I know you have something. I want to keep this a quick podcast. I know you're going to all be with your family this week. I talked about Linda on my last podcast being somebody who taught me the 3-day rule. She also shared a poem with me that I love so much and want to share with you. It has been the thing that I have a very difficult, I kind of hesitated to do this because I have a very difficult time reading this poem without getting really choked up. So if that happens, fuck it. It happened. I got choked up. We'll get through it. If I need to repeat a couple of sentences, so you understand. It goes so deep for me about really what life is about, what's important, what we make important. So many of you have probably, if you've taken any of my classes or worked with me at all, then you probably have already heard this. I like to read this several times a year as a reminder to what's important to me. This is called the Desiderata, and I think I'm even pronouncing that wrong. I apologize if I am, but it's by Oriah Mountain Dreamer, which is an amazing poem author, and it's called the Desiderata. Let me say that. I'm going to tell you what it's called again so I can mispronounce it twice, and I'm going to stop myself from stopping this podcast and rewinding so you don't hear that mistake, because I think another important thing to acknowledge today, for some reason, I'm not sure why, but it's to acknowledge that mistakes are cool. Mistakes are okay. We all make them. Hooray, hooray, whatever. Like, we're not perfect. I'm going to keep it on there to keep this podcast rolling and not worry too much about when I stutter, when I cry, and when I say the name of this poem wrong. I will definitely write it in the thing for the podcast. Whatever that's called, the description for the podcast. Anyway, super touching. Love it. Let's see if I can get through this. Here we go. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive. It doesn't interest me what planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you have touched the center of your own sorrow, if you have been opened by life's betrayals or have become shriveled and closed from fear of further pain. I want to know if you can sit with pain, mine or your own, without moving to hide it or fade it or fix it. I want to know if you can be with joy, mine or your own, if you can dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you to the tips of your fingers and toes without cautioning us to be careful, be realistic, remember the limitations of being human. It doesn't interest me if the story you are telling me is true. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself. If you can bear the accusation of betrayal and not betray your own soul. If you can be faithless and therefore trustworthy. I want to know if you can see beauty even when it is not pretty every day, and if you can source your own life from its presence. I want to know if you can live with failure yours and mine, and still stand at the edge of the lake and shout to the silver of the full moon, yes! It doesn't interest me to know where you live or how much money you have. I want to know if you can get up after a night of grief and despair, weary and bruised to the bone, and do what needs to be done to feed the children. It doesn't interest me who you are. Oh, let me start that over. It doesn't interest me who you know or how you came to be here. I want to know if you will stand in the center of the fire with me and not shrink back. It doesn't interest me where or what or with whom you have studied. I want to know what sustains you from the inside when all else falls away. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and if you truly like the company you keep in the empty moments. Again, that's by Oriah Mountain Dreamer. Isn't that so amazingly beautiful? Like, isn't that really what we want to know about each other? Not what we make, not who we know, not us name dropping, or I mean, all the different things that we put out, the size of the house we live in or the car that we drive, or all these things that we try and put value to. At the end of the day, that is really a poem that just resonates in my soul. And I can't think of a better way to leave you in Thanksgiving week. But with that, and also I just want to let you know, I am, if you want to go to undoneanduncensored.com and go to the website, I am offering a free holiday through the month of December. So yes, you actually can follow a meal plan through the holiday. And I'm going to give you some tips to be able to do that. I'm going to give you some motivation to be able to do that. It's a free download, just something for you to read each day. Things to remember how to enjoy yourself at the holidays, not stay so black and white in your fitness and your health plan, but most importantly, to give us that encouragement that we need sometimes to get through the holidays. So go to Undone and Uncensored, sign up for the newsletter. I will pretty soon have the link. It won't be up there by the time that you might be listening to this, but it will be there soon. If you just sign up for the newsletter, everybody will get that free download. I have found things like that to be really helpful for me. If I just get up in the morning, take a second, read something that can get me through the day, whether it's for my fitness, whether it's for how I'm choosing to eat today, and or it's just letting go and being at peace with my day and the things that I have going on through a really difficult time. Usually we see people during December gain weight. We see, you know, I've talked about, you know, the frenetic energy or the anger, like the higher emotion, the stress that comes around the presence and the finding money for everything. And it can be a lot of pressure on us, even if we feel like we've got it all under control. It's just a different, the energy kind of shifts around us and changes. And it's easy to focus on things that really aren't that important. One of the biggest gifts that we've done as a family in the last 3 or 4 years is we don't gift exchange anymore. We only give gifts to the kids. So if they're under 18, they get gifts. And otherwise, we spend time together. And it's been such a nice, like, financial break, and not making it so much about money and things, but more about family and spending time together and finding ways to have peace in the stress. Because like I said, when you go to the store, energy changes around us, and that does impact us, whether we like it or not. So we can notice it and do some different things to help us get through. So anyway, go to undoneanduncensored.com, sign up for that newsletter, or in the next few days, there will be an actual link, and that download will be coming to you by December 1st. Thank you so much. I also have a link on the web now. If you would like to be on the podcast, there's a form for you to fill out talking about what you would like to talk about, what you'd like to either know, or maybe you would like to tell us. I would love to have, there's several of you I have coming up and coming on soon. And I love having guests, and I love the majority of what I've learned. I don't know if I'm just going to tell you this in closing. why I think it's so important to have guests and for me to come from a place of what I've learned, but also to learn from you. I was a high school dropout and started in jobs, usually pretty entry level, and had a lot of work to do, and how I had a lot to learn just because I didn't have the education that some of the people that I was working with had or some of my friends had. And I aligned myself with really smart people and asked questions over and over and over. And it's part of my education. It's part of my innate ability to look at someone and kind of see and feel what they have going on. It's just paying attention and listening and always trying to learn from people. So that might have been a little tangent, but oh, the podcast and you coming on. If you have something to share, I would love to have you on. I would love to learn from you and ask you questions and or collab with you on maybe something that we both know about. So there is that form up now on the website. Fill it out and we'll have you on. Thank you so much. Have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. And if this isn't Thanksgiving when you're listening to this, just have a happy month that you're in. Just take all that same information and make it a happy day. Thanks so much. Until next time. Thanks for listening today. Book a coaching session or purchase merch at www.undoneanduncensored.com or give me a follow on the gram, Undone and Uncensored. Have a great week.